proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio we have Dr. Greg Stevens joining us today. Welcome to the studio.
Good to be back, Aaron.
Well, we have been discussing for quite a while some of the different things going on in Israel today, biblical significance of these places. You and I both have a great love for Israel and wanting people to also experience Israel.
Absolutely.
And you are an adjunct professor at several different schools, seminaries. Tell us just a little bit about what you teach and some of the things that you're involved in.
Glad to do that, Aaron, because a number of these do tie in with Israel and understanding not only the modern state of Israel, but obviously the biblical backgrounds, and actually primarily that. Looking at things in from a general to a specific way, maybe, the historical geography of ancient Israel is maybe my favorite course. Probably because it was a similar course that got my interest generated in the land itself. But if you want to, again, get a sense of the reality of the biblical events, I think the historical geography of Israel, of ancient Israel course, is maybe the best way to do that. And that is a course I teach for Moody Bible Institute. But ancient historical geography of ancient Israel is a great course. It orients you to where things occurred in the land. You gain a much greater appreciation as you're reading through Scripture, because you can begin locking these in with specific areas, and they aren't just biblical statements. They are that, obviously, but they're more than that in the sense that you can identify particular points on the map and understand how things happened and where they happened and maybe why they happened where they did. I mean, this is a land the Lord created, and He designed it. And He designed it with the plan He had in mind moving forward. So you begin to see how logical, in that sense, some of these things happen. For instance, Megiddo. Tel Megiddo, better known to most of your listeners as Harmageddon or Armageddon, which means Hill of Megiddo, guards the largest pass to the Carmel mountain range in Israel. It was also the route of the Via Maris, the way of the sea, the main trade route between Assyria and Egypt, the ancient superpowers. And thus it becomes a very strategic chokehold, if you would, in the country. If you want to control movement through the land, control Megiddo. And that's just one item of the significance of understanding the historical geography of Israel. Another course I teach for Moody is Ancient Near Eastern Backgrounds in the Old Testament. So that gives you a sense of the historical environment of the biblical accounts. I mean, we focus on Scripture, but there was more going on in the world than just what's contained in Scripture. So you begin to be able to fit the biblical events into the broader world history of the time. And then a third course I teach for Moody is called Second Temple Jewish Backgrounds. This covers what used to be called the 400 silent years, the time from the end of the Old Testament, Malachi, or Chronicles, to the beginning of the New Testament, and actually going into some of the New Testament era with Matthew and the Gospels. And then for those who are really interested and want to learn maybe biblical Hebrew, so they could read the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible in its original language, I teach Hebrew independent of any school through my own use of Blackboard, a learning management system. So I actually have a student now who's learning Hebrew through that. This comes from when I was a seminary dean. I've got all my courses from then, and I've just put them up, and I teach them independent of any of the schools. But these are four great ways for folks, if they want to get a better handle on their Bible and their understanding of the Bible, is a historical geography of ancient Israel, ancient Near Eastern backgrounds, the Old Testament, Second Temple Jewish backgrounds, and then learning biblical Hebrew.
Okay, that sounds great. I think all of us definitely should be students. Here's a great opportunity. What's a good way for people to get in touch with you if they want to know more?
To get in touch with me personally, the best way is through my professional email, watchthecrowns@gmail.com. They can email me there, and I can get them started, either in how to contact Moody to find out about those courses, or in my own course if they want to learn biblical Hebrew.
Okay, great. Again, we have Dr. Greg Stevens joining us today, and thank you for coming in.
My privilege.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.